Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi, the Siman Reish Mem Tes, and we're starting the halachos, Dinim Hashayachim L'Erev Shabbos, the halachos that are relevant to Friday, Erev Shabbos, Aleph, Ein Holchim B'Erev Shabbos, a person is not allowed to travel, Yoyser Mishalosh Parsos, Kidei Sheyagia L'Beiso Ba'od Hayom Gadol. A person should not travel, is not allowed to travel, more than three Parsos on Friday to ensure that he will arrive home. Well before nightfall, the Oda Yom Gadol, the Yuchal La'achin Tzarchei Suda LeShabbos, and be able to prepare enough food for Shabbos. He continues on, Bein Sheholech LeBeis Acherim, Bein Sheholech LeBeiso. This applies both to a person traveling to someone else's home and to a person returning to his own home. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph. Yoser Mishalosh Parsos Mitchilas Hayom. That means this is calculated from the beginning of the day, and how much is Shalosh Parsos practically? Vehu Karov Lishlish Hayom. This amounts to about a third of the day. Why? Kefi Mahalech Adam Benoni Eser Parsos Biyom. Because this is the average person who walks a distance of 10 Parsos in one day. This is the Gemara in Pesachim, Tzavi Gimel. Uve Noseya Ba'agala O Rochev Al Sus, De Noseya B'Mehera. And he now spells out, he says, if it were talking, since the issue is not really distance, but time, that one should not be traveling later in the first third of the day, so a person who's riding on a wagon or a horse, who's traveling much faster, Yuchal L'sa, Harbe Yoser Mishlosh Parsos Ad Shlish Hayom. He can travel much farther than three Parsos as long as he stops. Ad Shlish Hayom before a third of the day has passed. Umi Abach Mashma Lehakel Benosea Bahagola Lisa Afilu Achar Chatzas Hayom Uvilvad Sheyamod Lishbos Ba'or Hayom Gadol Bechdei Sheyuchal Lahachin Sarche Shabbos. The Bach seems to imply that a person traveling by wagon may travel even after midday, even after chatzos, provided that he stops traveling early enough in the day to prepare food for Shabbos. We continue on. Sif katan bais lebeso haynu lemakoim she shoveis sham. That is to say, the place where he will be spending Shabbos, wherever he's going to be spending Shabbos. Sif katan gimel she holech lebeso va'af shehu mechaven shebebeso yelo yoser oneg Shabbos mikol makom aser. He says here, Mishnah Berurah, even though his objective to arrive home is in order to have greater oneg Shabbos, it's still considered aser to travel home if it is farther than three parsos away. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Continue on. Because shema lo yadu klal mi biyaso velo echinu bishvilo. Because since his family may not have been aware of his planned return and may not have prepared enough for him, this is before phones. He continues on. Uve bendinos elu rov bnei adam mechinin sav. Now comes some coolers here. Medinos elu rov bnei adam mechinim sarchei Shabbos berevach. V'lachein ein nizarim bezechlal. He now says, in the countries where we live nowadays, most people prepare food for Shabbos in abundance, and therefore he says that is why people are not meticulous about this halacha at all. Bein kishaholech, back to the Mishnah Berurah. Bein kishaholech lebeso ol hisareach bebeis acherim. Whether they are returning home or traveling to others' homes. This is the Magen Avraham, v'shem ha'aguda. Uva abe achronim ra'isi shekasfu. He says, abe achronim he saw. Right. The mikol makom tzarech lizar, even though people are very lax in this, still, people should be zayel lechatchila, shelo yelech o yisa ad somuch le'erev, mibnei shekam apamim, nechshalim al yedei zeh, uvarim lidei chil Shabbos. That one must nevertheless, they say, be careful not to walk or ride close to nightfall, since this often causes people to mess up and be mechal Shabbos when a person arrives so close to Shabbos. Continues on, ki balu shpiza o afilu bebeso keshaba samoch v'Shabbos mosifin levashel b'shvilo umechalel umechalin Shabbos. Because what happens is, his host or his own family may end up cooking more food for him, thereby being mechal Shabbos. He continues on, v'gam kama pamim yera lo yagia l'malon ulebeso b'od yom. He says a traveler would also be likely not to arrive at his destination until after dark, which can lead him to be mechal Shabbos in so many ways, such as transferring items from one place to another, walking outside the tchum, working his animals. These are all isurim that you're going to be over if you are lax in this and just travel. No problem, I'll go out, come back whenever, go to the beach, come back right before Shabbos. V'lachein kol ze yasim ha'adam l'libo v'yimayel l'shbos afilu b'kvar v'lo yisisena ha'yetze lomar ad od ha'yom gadol v'aterech v'aderech tov. Therefore, a person should take all of this into account, shouldn't be hesitant to stop over and spend Shabbos even in a small village. This is what he should do. He should not put himself in that situation. He shouldn't allow the Yetzer Hara to convince him that there's still plenty of time and that all the roads are clear. Ach. Im eira shahalach ad chashecha v'haya b'bein ha-shmashos b'toch tchum ha'yer mutter lahalech b'socha. He says, however, if he did end up doing what he wasn't supposed to, and he did fall into a situation, he's traveling until nightfall, but he's within the city tchum during Bein HaShemashos, he can continue to walk within the city, as was explained, v'simen taf yudvav, v'tzarech leirev mi'al galo v'sus, he can continue to walk within the city, as explained in taf yudvav, but he has to get out of the wagon, or dismount his horse, and he says, "Ayein simin reish samach vav b'sham yivoer emir to Hashem." He says, "See, reish mem vav." We'll have more of that elaboration there. Be'ezras ha emir to Hashem. Now he continues back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'hani mili kishehu b'yishuv b'makom sheyuchal lahachin tzarchei Shabbos. He says, "We're talking here in a place where he cannot prepare his own." Where he is in a inhabited place where he can prepare his Sarchei Shabbos. Aval im makom shu sham, iyev shalo lahachin Sarchei Shabbos. But what happens if he's in a place where he's going to have to stop, where there's no village that's going to be he could, there's no inhabitants around, there's no people around, and he's not going to be able to prepare his Shabbos food. Oh. Or it's an unsafe area. So again, when do we say you should stop and not go home because of the concern of traveling and all the issues involved? That's if he could stop in an area where he can then go ahead and take care of his Shabbos needs. But if he's in a place that he can't prepare for Shabbos, or it's a totally unsafe area, then mutter leilech afilu kama parsos. He then can travel a bunch of parsos even further until he reaches, obviously, a more suitable destination. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. V'hani mili kishavu, rotzaloma b'makom shekalu hashlosh parsos. This means to say that if the distance of the three parsos will end in an inhabited place, then he stops there. This is what the Levush, this is what he says, the Levush, Ken Kasav HaLevush, Vayein Eliyahu Rabba, check out the Eliyahu Rabba, who says a shtickle differently, and he then continues, Sifkatan Hey, She'eno, it's if you're in a place that's an unsafe area, Amida Baderech, Eino Makom Batuach, because camping outside on the road
is unsafe. The korad rachim b'cheskas sakana, because all roads are considered somewhat dangerous. V'chein afilu yesh imot seida. Therefore, even if he did have his Shabbos food, k'dei tzarche Shabbos, mutu lo lisa misham, he would be able to continue on past the three parsos, ad sheyavo lemakom patuach. He can go and continue traveling until he reaches a safe location. Sif katan vav. Oh, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'im shalach lo diyam shohu holech sham l'shabbos. If he sent the message ahead informing his family or hosts of his arrival, he can travel a number of parsos, kama parsos b'chol gavna. Mutu leilech kama parsos b'chol gavna. He can travel several parsos in any event. And sifkat and vav, umikol makom, yizar shalo yisachel avo at samach l'erev. Still, the Mishnah Berurah says, as he said before, he has to be careful, not delay much, so he doesn't arrive too close to Shabbos, as we explained earlier in Sif Katan Gimel. So in summary, practically for us, where we have cell phones and we can inform the people that we're going to, that we're coming, the issue really is one of just making sure you come back when the day is not too close to Shabbos, because if you come back too close to Shabbos, you're going to have issues like we saw in Sif Katan Gimel of Chilul Shabbos. But in terms of this halacha, the issue more is in terms of having your Shabbos needs taken care of, and that's why he says if people know in advance that you're coming, then this issue is not really practically an issue. And nowadays, obviously, with the phones and the cell phones, it's less of an issue. Sif Beis. Asa l'gvara b'erev Shabbos suda u'mishta she'eino regil b'mei chol. A person not allowed to have any type of meal or feast on Friday that is larger than one's ordinary weekday meal. She'eino regil b'mei chol. Va'afilu hi sudas erusin. Even if it is a kiddushin, a erusin celebration, this meal. What's the reason not to have this large meal? B'nei kvoda Shabbos. Because of preserving the honor of Shabbos, sheyikaneis l'Shabbos kishehu ta'ev lechol, so he should enter Shabbos with an appetite. And he says, v'chol achiyom b'chol iser. This iser is the entire day, not just the afternoon. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan zayin, aser l'gvoa, v'isa b'gemara, the Gemara there, it's in Gittin, daf lamed ches amed beiz, v'isa mishpacha b'yushalayim shekava sudasa b'rav Shabbos v'nekra. There was a family in Yushalayim who regularly held large meals and feasts on Friday, and they were punished. The family did not endure. The mishpacha did not endure. Sif katan ches be'erev Shabbos. This should not be, you should not have these larger than usual meals on Erev Shabbos. Who had din Erev Yom Tov, same thing on Erev Yom Tov. The Yom Tov nami mitzvah on Golech Fado, because Yom Tov as well is a mitzvah to enjoy and honor, and give kavod to Yom Tov. Sif katan tes sudas erusin. The celebration and the meal of Erusin. Perish im Eres kodem l'chein. He had Erusin before. Aser la'asos hasuda be'erev Shabbos. It's aser to make the meal and the celebration, the feast, on Friday. The after sudas Erusin he mitzvah, even though the meal that you have for Kiddushin is a mitzvah, mikom makom hayolo lakdima, you should have had it earlier. Avalim Eras be'erev Shabbos. But if the Kiddushin actually was on Erev Shabbos, Mutter laso sasuda. It would be permissible to go ahead and to have the suda, the kevan de erusin sharia be'erev Shabbos, since kiddushin is allowed on Erev Shabbos, mishum shelo yikadmenu acher, so that no one else comes and marries her. And meila sharia suda lezeh gamkein. So too, the suda will be permissible as well, and therefore will be chashuva, like we'll see coming up. If you have a sudas mitzvah that has a specific day, like a mila and a pidyon aben, there they say you're allowed to have that suda. So too, you'd be allowed to have the suda if the erusin itself, the kiddushin itself, was on Friday. Same thing if the whole marriage, like we have today, our erusin, our kiddushin, is together with the nisuin. We do it all together. In the old days, the Kiddushin was a year before the Nisuin. We do the Kiddushin and the Nisuin together. So even if the whole wedding was on Friday, also, Mutilasos Asuda Ganka, you'd be able to have the larger than ordinary weekday meal than on that Friday. However, he says,
assuming no one's going to snatch you and marry your wife instead of you, which is not that practical today, that's going to happen. We're talking about a whole wedding and everything together. So lechatchila, he says, he happens to hold it's better not to get married on Friday, and if you are, efshar letchos hasuda lemachar or yomacher, better to go ahead and to push off the suda to a different day. Afilu be'eras be'erev Shabbos, even if you actually had the kiddushin on Erev Shabbos, better if you can to push off the party to after Shabbos. V'da, techol zeh besudas erison. This is all in terms of the actual real kiddushin. Aval besuda she'osa b'shiduchin. If you make a big party for just the engagement, shalanu lo'av, that's not a sudas mitzvah. Lo'av is sudas mitzvah, so you should not have engagement parties, avort, a big suda for avort on a Friday. Kein kasav primagadim simen tatman dalet, ulefiza ein la'sosa b'erev Shabbos, and therefore you should not do it on Erev Shabbos. The vart afilim nigmar hashidach biyosa yom, even if they got engaged on that day. Umashanogin lechol minei merkachas b'shas k'siva satanayim. However, if it's just time having a lechayim at the time of writing up the tanayim, lo mikri suda, a tanayim with schnapps and a little cake and stuff like that, that's not considered a larger, obviously a larger than an ordinary weekday suda, and that would be okay. And the reason the Shulchan Aruch said for all this is not having this big meal is because of Kavod HaShabbos, the Yesha Kasvu Atam, and there are those that wrote that the reason is Shemitoch Tirdas HaSuda Lo Yisasku B'Sarach HaShabbos. It's not the reason of the Shulchan Aruch that you should go into Shabbos with an appetite, but rather for a different reason, that due to getting involved and get in the Suda, you won't take care and properly prepare for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch said it's because of Sheikanes Shabbos Keshu Tayv, who come into Shabbos with an appetite. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nid Aleph, Sha'af She'ochla B'Boker, even if he eats the big meal in the morning, Kevan Shu Marbe B'Sudaso, Keshalokir Giluso, since he's eating a larger meal than he usually eats during the week, Shuv Lo Yochav Alayla Te'avon, he won't eat properly with a good appetite at night on Shabbos. Ramah, Hagah, back to the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, Usuda Shezmana B'Erev Shabbos. But if you have a Suda whose time, whose correct time for this specific meal is Friday, can go in bris milah such as bris milah or pidyon haben, mutter, it is mutter, kein nirali, that is the way it appears for me, v'chein haminag pashur, and he says, and this indeed is the minag that is widespread minag. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, so for bris milah and any other suda that's the correct time for the specific meal of mitzvah, he says, Yud Beis, Bris Milah, Afilu im Eina B'Shmini Leidoso, even if it's not on the eighth day, even if it's a Milah Shalom B'Zmana, Kegon Shayachola B'Shminis, if the baby was sick on the eighth day, V'Nidches, and it was postponed to a different day, Mikom Makom Mikri Zmana Kavua. For this halacha, it's considered this is the established day of the Bris, the Chol Shayis V'Shayis Zmanu, every moment after the eighth day, that the baby is okay to have the Bris, is already considered this man, and therefore you'll be able to have the Suda on Friday. To also laniach arel, I feel you're not allowed to leave a child on arel even one day, and therefore Friday would be the day you have to have the bris milah. V'chein b'pidyon haben, I feel lo bezmano. So too by pidyon haben, if it passed the day of the pidyon haben, mikol makom kevan shemin adin. Since min adin, I feel achas shoshim yomim. Since min adin, after 30 days, kol shaisa v'shaisa yirami chiyuv aleh. Even after 30 days, the chiyuv of the pidyon haben is always on him. Liftoso to be to the pidyon haben, and mele mutar lasos gam kain suda. Therefore, it would be okay to go ahead and have the suda on that day, on Friday as well for the pidyon haben, even if it's not biznana. Because once this month passes, every moment is really the chiyuv to go ahead and have the pidyon haben like the mila. Sifkat on yud gimel, it's mutar to have the suda on these days. The gam kain suda mitzvah, because these are suda mitzvah. And therefore they should not be cast aside, these sudos of Mila and Pinyon Ben, because of Suda Shabbos. Still, when it comes to a Mila and a Pinyon Ben, you should have it in the morning. You shouldn't call it Shabbos or call it Shabbos. Kavoshim Avu, like we'll see, and Tafresh Sami Hei, Dadi Hei, and Sefei, with respect to Suda Purim, Ayin Shem, check out there, Ubidiyevad Yechol Asosa, but Bidiyevad, you could do it even from Mincha and onwards.
just to point out some of the veralachas here, very important veralachas. The veralacha in Asa Lekvoa, he says, even on a one-time basis, even once in a lifetime, a person should not be kaveya larger than ordinary meal on Friday and Erev Shabbos. And he says, a person who frequently eats even regular-sized meals on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, that also is degrading the kavod of Shabbos. The next beralacha, where he says, if it's larger than one's ordinary weekday meal, the beralacha says a person who eats lavish meals throughout the week, let's say he has big meals throughout the week, should not do so on Friday anyway, in order to increase his appetite for the nighttime meal. And he says that a person who regularly eats lavish meals during the week should make sure that the Shabbos meals differ in some way from the weekday meal, right? Because if you always have great meals during the week, you should make sure that Shabbos is special. For example, eat them earlier or later than his usual meals. You make sure that it stands out. The Beralecha later on quotes a Prima Gadim, a beautiful Prima Gadim, where he says that the concept of the this is Mekne Kvoda Shabbos Sheikanes. He says that the reason is not having the big meal is not to preserve your appetite for Shabbos, but because eating an unusually large meal on Friday equates the honor of an ordinary day with that of Shabbos. And that's what's degrading the Kavod Shabbos, by equating an ordinary day with that of Shabbos. Very nice pshat. Very cool pshat. The Mishnah Berurah, Beralacha in Dibur HaMaskil, Opinion of Ben, he says also, if you have a Siyum of a Masechta, you also, obviously, when you finish the Masechta that day, he says you'd be able to have a Suda as well for a Siyum, which is interesting. Like, why wouldn't you be able to, why shouldn't you have to postpone it? He seems to say that Siyum of a Masechta, if you're finishing then, you can have it, you can have the Suda. Suda's Mitzvah.